Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, live from Constellation Field in Sugar Land. The Skeeters going to be playing at the game starts at 11 today, right? You got a doubleheader.
Is it 11 or 1?
I think it's 11. And then U of H is playing Sam Houston State here at
6:30. Oh, yeah, that's right.
So they got a doubleheader here today. Great day to come out to the ballpark. Man, is it beautiful. And you're going to see. They're going to work on this field. They got as many guys as the Astros do working on their field. It is unbelievable how much they put into this thing. It is spectacular. The field is just spectacular. If you've never been here, this will be a great day to come on out here and enjoy a beautiful day and watch Skeeters baseball. As we are going to be here broadcasting right up until 1. Dell, you're coming out, right?
Yeah, I'm leaving here at 10.
You're leaving here. You're leaving the station at 10, and you and Raheel will be doing your show out here. So you guys will be broadcasting during the game. You'll get a couple of hours of watching Skeeters baseball. I want you to do the play-by-play today, Dell. You and Raheel, that should be really, really terrible. So that would be a lot of fun for everybody, I think, to listen to you two. Talking about exactly what's going on with all the players that you have no idea who they are. I'm going to tell you this. I was at the ballpark last night. I went to the game. Charlie Bleepin' Morton is maybe one of the great pitchers of all time. He was dealing last night. Now, they for whatever reason, they sat Judge yesterday, give him a day off. But
until later when it got... I got a little nervous with Brad Peacock. I'm like, don't give in, Brad. No, don't give in. That's what they did to Pujols.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to have a Pujols moment in the eighth.
I kind of did.
Was it eighth or ninth?
It was the eighth.
No, it was the eighth, yeah.
Yeah. And he walked him, and then he's like, all right, get out. All right, that was enough. Beat it. I wasn't thrilled with that matchup, if you want to know the truth. As soon as somebody got on that double, as soon as he got on, they said, okay, Judge time.
Peacock makes me so nervous now.
Well, he's going to be fine.
I think he actually,
you know, and when Giles came in.
Well, stay with Charlie first,
okay,
because he deserves his shine.
Charlie was unfreaking believable. That place was electric. I know it wasn't packed last night, but it was electric.
They had a good crowd, though.
It was a good crowd. Yeah. It was 26,000, 27,000, whatever
it was. It's a good crowd, midweek. I mean, early week,
Monday
it's
night.
Fine.
No. I'm not. Hey, yeah. That was nice. I'm totally opposed to playing the Yankees Monday through Thursday. Not one freaking day. Even in New York, they play the Yankees Monday through Thursday through Wednesday. So there's not a weekend game for these two of the best teams, not two, the best teams in the American League to be playing on a weekend and spotlighted. Baseball's so stupid, I don't even want to talk about it. But Charlie was, do you got that guy as your fifth starter?
No, he's not fifth. Like, Keuchel's fifth. Keuchel's a spot starter now.
He's
roster.
Not a spot starter.
You know what's funny?
If you're going to lose somebody in the rotation, though?
I'm watching Morton come in. He walks in, right? I was hoping he'd tip his cap to the crowd. Crowd standing
ovation. I know. I wish he would have.
And he comes in.
He's too classy,
and in
though.
The background, I see Dallas Keuchel rubbing his beard and smiling and high-fiving. And I just thought, man, this guy's like the fifth best on the starting rotation.
No. If you were,
I mean, McCullers was dealing this last time again.
If you were going to, okay, playoffs start tomorrow. What's your rotation?
Well, I mean, obviously it's Verlander. I don't know.
It's
honestly,
Verlander,
I don't know.
Cole. It's
and Keuchel is what they would
do. It's Verlander, Cole, Morton, McCullers, Keuchel.
No, it's not. They wouldn't put Keuchel.
No, they wouldn't. But if it wasn't for Cy Young 2 years ago.
What's the Astros' power ratings?
The power ratings is Verlander.
Keuchel's 5. I think 1, 2, 3, 4 is interesting.
I do, too. It's, for me, it's Verlander, Cole,
you sure?
Morton, McCullers, and Keuchel.
McCullers 4. So, I mean, that guy's a killer right now. So, here's the deal. So on my podcast, it was me and Eric Layden, and who came in, you know Eric Layden, obviously, and Chris Solis. We were doing a podcast whenever I was off the radio, and we talked obviously a lot of Astros at that time because of when the time it was. And I like in the Astros rotation, once they got, I said, you know, you got Verlander's a lot like Smoltz, a lot like Smoltz in the way that they approached it. There's kind of no nonsense, a lot of fastballs. A lot of, you know, a little more sliders with Smoltz. And I said, then you got Glavin and Keuchel are very similar. Off-speed stuff, they paint corners. And then after Charlie Morton did work, almost as a joke, Solis, of course, chimes in. And Charlie Morton's a professor, Greg Maddux. And then Morton just started dealing in the postseason, and that nickname was sticking, the professor. But it's not even like you watch Charlie Morton ever since then. He is like, I mean, now he throws way hard, but it is almost like Maddux. This guy can paint corners.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
At like 96. In the eighth inning, he was throwing 95 on the corners.
Yeah.
At the knees. 95.
I thought he humped one up at 97.
He probably did.
He did.
I just remember one pitch going, man, that was gas, and that was 95. It was on a 3-0 count. Where he zipped it in right at the knees for strike one, and it was at 95, maybe 96, and I'm like, man, this guy still has plenty of juice. I was okay with where they took him out, though.
I was, too.
I just, you know, he had hit 100 pitches. You'd hate for him to – you pay bullpens to do their job. You can't be afraid of – and the bullpen actually, you know, we talk about it. Oh, the bullpen. Actually, the bullpen has actually – been pretty good lately.
Yeah.
It's been pretty good for a couple weeks now. They just, you know, they had their struggles to begin the season, and sometimes people stick on the same narratives. But Charlie Morton, man, this guy, how do you not love Charlie Morton? With the way
I'm looking at an article here, 10 guys set to be All-Stars, 10 guys set to be All-Stars for the first times in their career, and Charlie Morton is one of them. Shohei Ohtani, Carlos Carrasco, Javier Baez, Didi Gregorius. Boy, he's scary. Porcello Manea, Archie Bradley, Jose Berrios, Charlie Morton. And you know what? Dude is. Dude, if it, right now, look at it. 1, 2, 3.
You have to take
three. You got to take all three. You have to take all three. There is absolutely.
Strikeouts, innings pitched to hits, batting average against, whips. ERAs, every category. I mean, look, we're like six start. How many starts in are we for these guys? Like 5 starts?
That was his 5th start.
Yeah, so we won't, you know, you can't quite go bananas just yet. Dale, I just sent you a G-Chat message. We're going to play some, we're going to hear from Charlie Morton here in a second. But, you know, right now, the starting pitching, and it is truly is, you don't have to be great. The bats don't have to be great.
Oh.
They can win.
No, the starting pitching has to be great because the bats are dead.
Yeah, the bats obviously are up and down.
Okay,
now.
Can we – all right.
They'll go 9, John. Then they go 7, 9, and 10.
My head is going to explode, dude.
What's wrong?
I can't take – bring Tucker up. Enough.
That's not happening.
Baloney. You're getting the extra year already. He's not on a 40-man. You get the extra year. What are they freaking waiting for? Oh, did you think Cody Bellinger helped the Dodgers last year? Guess what? He was a guy that wasn't on a 40-man. Do you think Chris Bryant helped the Cubs when they – yes, he helped them win, and they brought him up early. You need Tucker up. It's so terrible at the bottom of the order.
Is he hitting yet, though?
Yeah, he's going to hit at the major league level. He's going to hit at the major league level.
If he's not hitting right now at the minor league level. I don't know if he is or not.
How many guys don't – I mean, Lance, that's not –
but there's better pitching in the majors than minors.
Yeah, and he may be more focused up here. He may be – whatever the case may be. We've seen plenty of guys that weren't great.
Do you trust your guy? Pardon me? Tell me that Leno is the best GM in Houston. Don't you trust
yes.
him?
Yes. I don't trust. Listen, they're so leery of making a move that will that affects them down the road. You know what? This is the year, and I get it. Oh, you got to be calm. You know what?
Wait a minute.
This offense needs some kind of a spark. You think Cody Bellinger gave the Dodgers a spark last year? Yeah, he did. I am so tired of this. Look at this. How many times? Okay, they played 30 games. How many times do you think George Springer, he has had 120 at-bats. How many times do you think George Springer has come up with the bases empty?
Wait, did you – hang on a second.
How many times out of 120 at-bats has George Springer come up with the bases empty?
Yeah, you can't, I think you called him Preston Tucker.
I said Kyle Tucker.
You did?
Oh, did I say Preston?
I think you did. That's what threw me off. I'm like, wait a minute.
Did I say Preston? No, he's with the Braves.
Yeah.
He's killing it with the Braves. Thanks. How many times?
Stop being so hateful.
How many times has George Springer come up with the bases empty this year?
I mean, I don't know. Plenty.
How many?
Seven?
No, he's led up 30. They've had 30 games, so he's led off with the bases empty at least 30
times.
Well,
you can't count
that. So how many more times? No.
Okay. I would say, how many games have they played now?
30.
Let's see. 60?
86. 86 freaking times he's come up with the bases empty.
Why not move someone? Why not move? Well, you know what? It is what he's also not really hitting. This is his bad month, too.
But you know what? He's the only guy that's hit with pop consistently.
Yeah.
He's the only guy driving the ball consistently all year. Correa, obviously. But wait a minute. Why the frick are you having one of your best hitters up at the plate with nobody on all the time?
By the way, Tucker's starting to get it going a little bit.
Okay.
What's his
average?
Well, he is striking out a lot. He's striking out once every
four.
What?
You mean you mean more than Jake Marisnick? Oh, no. I don't think so.
He's hitting 293.
He was hitting 245 last week.
A 293. He just had three hits and an 828 slugging. Listen.
Wait.
Hold on.
What?
Hold on. This is your big opening salvo when the Astros just – when Giles came in, he's peacocking around. He's strutting he's got a leather jacket
here's
on.
Here's the problem, Lance.
Going hard on people.
You're facing a guy with a 7.7 earned run average, and you can't score any runs against him.
That's because he had his good stuff.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
you know
he
had? He had his Astros stuff. That's what he had.
Well, quit acting like this team can't hit. This team can go 7, 9, 10 at any given moment.
Yeah, consistently all year. It has not hit consistently.
Well, you know what? Consistent hitting, how many runs a game do you think they're average? They're not going to average 6 runs a game.
They're leading. You know why they're leading the league in run differential?
But their pitching's been incredible,
pitching.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously. But it's not going to be the same hitting as last year. It's not.
Why not?
Because they had outlier years last
year.
Okay,
then you know what? Then beat it, Marisnick. Beat it.
Yeah, well, I'm fine with don't say beat it to Latin Bill Spires. Stop saying beat it to Spires.
Latin Bill Spires?
Yes.
No, I love Marwin. Don't get me wrong. But you know what?
Hey, Marwin, can you play right field? Sure, no problem.
No, that I
can
love.
Can you catch today? Yeah, no problem.
No, I love that.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know what? Do
now,
that, though.
Beat it to Marisnick.
You know what? You know what? The other day, Altuve, sit. Okay, Marwin, play second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Correa, you need a day off? Marwin, play short.
Exactly.
You need a day off? Play third. Play first. Play left.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But that's what you got Marwin for.
Yeah.
Not to be an everyday guy.
But he hit, that's what I'm saying. He had an outlier season last year. It's not happening again.
Okay, so you need somebody in the lineup that is going to hit, not Marisnick.
Doesn't make, other than to make the ladies happy, just Jake Marisnick doesn't make any sense now.
He doesn't make anyone happy right now.
No.
The ladies are even spitting on him.
The ladies aren't spitting on Jake.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Okay.
No, they're not.
This is why
Utah Jazz fans hate you, because of the nasty stuff that you say on the radio about people.
Yeah, John, relax. The Astros are tied for fourth in runs scored. Calm down.
No, tied for fourth. But
calm yourself.
Listen, this team.
Voice of reason, Del Olale.
Okay, tied for fourth. That's not good enough. Adele, you know
what?
You know what they were last year in runs scored?
What were they?
They were first.
And
first.
So the pitching has come up and the hitting has gone down a bit.
Okay,
tied for fourth and runs scored.
Not
relax.
Good enough. Not
relax.
Good enough.
2 runs behind third. Calm yourself.
Not good enough. Okay, let's go. my team needs, they need an infusion, and I got it. It's called Kyle Tucker.
Man, all right. 20-10 Astros got John hating ass on them, man. Sorry, all Astros. Right. You can't win enough for John, apparently.
Okay, stop already with the Super 2 deadline. It's already passed, everybody. Kyle Tucker can come up now and have an extra year. He's not on the 40-man roster. So if you bring him up now, you get the extra year because he's not on the 40-man. That deadline is already passed. So stop already with the Super 2 deadline. He can come up and play now, and you get the extra year. They put that in so that they can bring stars up, young stars like Chris Bryant and Cody Bellinger, you don't even need to have on the 40-man yet, so that they can come up now, and if they're really, really good, so you get the extra year. Can we stop already with the not the Super 2? That's June for guys who are on the 40-man. So let's stop that. Okay, so he can come up and get the extra year. So let's stop. All right, 713-780-3776. Who agrees with me? Everybody, you can call in. 713-780.
Yeah, go get anyone calling.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back. People will call about Kyle Tucker coming up. Everyone wants minor leaguers to come up.
Well, I mean, are you not sick of watching? I mean, man, Gattis looks lost, dude. Gattis really looks lost.
He does.
He looks bad. He really looks now. Get hope, you know, guys go through slumps and everything else. Jake Mariznick is what he is. What I like though, Derek Fisher looked like he's starting to get it a little bit, and then he pulls him, and then he pulls him.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he hits a couple of homers. Come on, sit down. What? Wait, he's starting to hit. Leave him out there. That's what you want. Anyway, so why don't you talk to the people about their testosterone, Lance? Maybe.
Don't start saying no. You can't. That's illegal. You're trying to get people suspended intentionally. Let me tell you something, okay? You know why they get suspended for that stuff? Because it works. That's how come. Men's T Clinic says, come on in. If you guys aren't playing professional baseball, come on in and let's get you tested for your testosterone level. And look, here are the telltale signs. It can be one or many of these. It literally can be just one. The one for me, and I didn't think anything of it, is just an overriding fatigue. And I'm just like, okay, well, I mean, you know, I don't get any sleep. I'm blah, blah. And that made perfect sense. I just thought, well, that's why I'm always tired. But it's really more than that. It's being exhausted all the time, mental exhaustion, physical exhaustion. You want to go get your workout in, and you just don't have the get up and go to do it. You don't have the drive. Maybe you don't have the drive at work. Maybe it can be your libido. Maybe it is something like you work out hard every day, but you don't get the same conversion of belly fat to lean muscle mass. You don't see the same results. These are all potential telltale signs. You may have one, you may have many. But Men's T Clinic can get you tested. They'll find out where your number is, and then they can get you taken care of with treatments. And when you get your testosterone level back to where it should be, you see great results, and it gets you back to being where you were in your 30s, sometime even in your 20s. Go to menstclinic.com, read up on it. You see a provider every single time you're in, and they make sure and monitor your level so that you are at your peak optimal level every time. Safety is their number one concern, so they make sure you're at safe levels, but you're going to be at effective levels at Men's T Clinic. Four locations in the Houston area, one in Pearland, one in Pasadena. You got a location in the Heights and a location in Cypress. It's MenstyClinic.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I think getting ahead early helped out a lot. I think being more aggressive. Matt called a great game. And there was this, you know, the curveball was there, cutter was there. Threw a couple changeups for strikes, got an out. So, all in all, it was a good mix.
There's Charlie Bleepin' Morton. That was Charlie Bleepin', the professor. Charlie Bleepin' Morton. If you weren't pumped about that last night, what a... They said, KJ goes, they announced 30,000. Yeah, there weren't 30,000 there. But, you know, it was still a great crowd. Man, I'll tell you, they were up and yelling. And a lot of Yankee fans, though, but the Yankees always draw everywhere. We draw everywhere. I'll tell you what, Astros draw everywhere now because you hear all the woos everywhere they go. And, dude, they are – this team is fire. This team is fire. With this rotation, you got Verlander tonight against Montgomery. He is quaking right now. I love, man, when Judge came up. Listen, you may be a lot more scared of Peacock than I am. I think Peacock's going to come out of it. Just like, okay, now, it's a good thing that we're not managing because who would have brought in Giles? Raise your hand if you would have brought in Giles in that situation last night.
I wouldn't have.
No, but you know what? He is better. He's a notoriously slow starter and apparently a slow finisher. He is a guy, but in the middle here, Giles gets the job done. As much as you don't, I know it's scary. He gets a base runner. He, you know, if he's got a 3-run lead, he'll give up 2. He gives up, you know, hits, and you're like, oh my God, now all of a sudden it's a situation. But he was 34, 38 last year. I mean,
yeah, I hate that stat because he had so many warning track saves.
So what? He got saves.
A 2-run save that turns into a 1-run save because he gives up a run. Those don't count.
Well, they
got to come up with a new, like.
Did last night count?
Yeah, last night was awesome. And you know what? He deserves credit. And I said this on Twitter. If you take shots like I do at him, you better tip your cap when he deserves it. Be consistent. And so I said that because I thought he was great last night.
He
looked
awesome.
Confident. He looked I don't, you know, those stats, when people try to give me that, there are saves and there are survives. I don't give you, you know, a quality survive. I don't give you survives as a save. But yesterday was a legit save. I mean, not only was it a save, the guy was fantastic. And I felt really good for him because you could tell he was exercising demons. When the game was over, really after his strikeout, the second strikeout, and he was kind of strutting around the mound, and he looked into the dugout like he was feeling it. And it's good for him to get his confidence back. Like, it'd be great if he were a dominant pitcher. But it was mental. A lot of it was obviously mental by the end of the year. And you can't, if a closer or a kicker or a golfer who can't putt, but there's nothing that's not a team sport. So if a closer or a kicker loses it mentally, they're done. I mean, they're done for that period
of time.
Well,
Brad Lynch lost it mentally, and then he had 50 saves for the Phillies when they won the title.
But he was done with the Astros,
well, right. But wait a minute. But Giles came back. I mean, Giles is going to be
– You don't know.
I'm scared,
too.
I'm scared, too. But I will tell you this. Last night
– I felt good for him.
I was screaming.
That was an awesome win. I was sitting there on the edge of my seat just like, don't blow this.
Yes.
You know, don't blow this.
No,
one.
It would have been a horrible and you know what? You can say what you want, even if Giles had blown it last night. And by the way, Davinsky comes in. Bam. Whoa. Holy crap.
The very first pitch.
Very first pitch.
But then he got – then he started –
then he got – yeah. But if they would have lost that game last night, you can blame the bullpen all you want. It wasn't on the bullpen. Last night was on the hitting.
Nah, you got to – come on. You got to finish a game.
No. No.
You have one inning.
You got to hit Sonny Gray. You got to hit Sonny
Gray.
Yeah,
but Sonny Gray's a good pitcher too.
Is he?
Well, I mean, he was
– when?
Not last year, really, so much.
No,
the year before.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. He's lost his confidence. He's Giles, and now you're saying Giles lost his. Okay,
I know Giles has lost his, but I don't want to talk about the negative stuff with Giles today. We should be focusing on him having a great save. That's what he deserves to be talking about. We can look. He'll get bashed all the time, but yesterday he was fantastic, and I want to keep the positive, the focus positive on him. He did a great job. There was tough. You know, the Astros had some tough ABs there. You had Brad Peacock didn't give in. He went 3-0 Judge. He went 3-2 Judge. And on the fourth pitch, he threw a slider away. And I give him a lot of credit because he could have just tried to wire one on the edge and missed a little bit, and we would have had a tie game. Because that's what happens when the Astros would get ruined by Albert Pujols. Instead, you know, baby Pujols is up at the plate this time, and Brad Peacock throws him a pitcher's pitch and walks him. Dude, I'm fine with that, too. And I think that the Astros have a different approach. You know, Dallas Keuchel never gives in. His walk total will be higher in certain games because he just refuses to give you pitches that you want to hit. And I think that's probably goes to some to Strom. Once again, the amazing pitching coach of the Houston Astros. No one knows about that hitting coach. But But Strom.
Dave Hudgens.
But Strom, the amazing pitching coach.
Well, Dave Hudgens is on my list right now.
I know he's on your list, but he didn't make your good list. You didn't even know him last year.
No, I didn't know.
His team's historically good.
I had to look him up.
Hey,
I had to Google him. Brett Strom and that, you know, and the hitting coach.
And what's his call it? Dave Clark or whoever it is.
Whatever the hell his name is.
Who they have there?
Okay, a lot of tweets coming in. Yeah, someone is going to tell you that Bellinger got hurt and is out for the season because he came up too early. No. I agree with John. The Astros could use Kyle Tucker. Could be like the Dodgers bringing up Bellinger. Yankees suck. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate that.
Kenneth says, what happened to Daryl Granato? Tell him to relax, 20-10. Remember when yesterday you were hitting us with all the analytics? Where's analytic John today to say, hey, I'm not data dredging?
Sounds very emotional today.
It is.
I am emotional.
That's not analytics,
that
guy.
That was too emotional a game last night.
What?
Okay, that was way too emotional.
The 30th game of the year is too emotional for you? How did you survive the playoffs?
I didn't. Let's be honest. Acuna, the top prospect from the Braves, and Torres, Yankees, weren't hitting. And Torres from the Yankees weren't hitting in the minors. By the way, Gleyber Torres, holy crap, that dude can rake. And Tucker's hitting .293 in the minors. Give me a break. Thank you, Gabriel. Thank you.
Look.
Somebody tell Granato the Astros are fourth and run scored. Yeah, okay. Okay, I want to see all your fourth place banners, TB tailgaters.
No one gets a banner for having most runs scored.
Yeah, you do.
No,
okay,
you don't.
Silver Slugger.
No one gets a banner. No one gets better for most runs scored. Forget it. I get all the baseball stuff. Everyone loves baseball. Can we talk about the impending Mormon apocalypse that's gonna land on YouTube?
Yes.
All right, let's do that on the other side.
On the other side, Dell, set that up because there is going to be – can we just call it an apocalypse, Dell? Do we have to call it a Mormon apocalypse?
Well, that's why you guys are in trouble for calling them out. But
I truly believe Dell was a big – you know what I love?
Why did you add Dell? You know who's a real piece of crap? Lance Zierlein. Everybody's attacking you, and you go, what about Dell?
What about Dell?
Who played the Savages song?
Yeah.
So what? I didn't say anything about them like
that. What do you mean?
You said they remind me of this.
By the way, dude, you crushed me with that song. I'm singing it when I walked in this morning.
Yeah, you're singing
it. I can't get it out. I was dreaming it last night.
Listen, there's a station in Utah that got a hold of our comments or whatever. And they're not happy, and they're going to discuss it on their show, and we're already getting tweets.
All right, fine. That's,
one guy goes, we even donate more. We did more for the hurricane than you did. I'm like, okay, slow down.
Wait a minute. Those people have computers. I thought they couldn't use anything.
They're not the Amish.
Not Rumspringa,
they're not the Amish.
John. It's not the Amish.
Oh, it's the same thing.
It's not.
Okay, let's take a break. 713-780.
You know what? It's going to rain down on you harder than anybody.
3776, 730 on ESPN 97.5.
Somebody get me through this nightmare. ESPN 97.5.
What can you expect from filthy little heathens? Here's what you get when races are diverse. The skins are hellish red. They're only good when dead. They're vermin, as I said, and worse.
They're savages, savages.
Barely even human.
Savages, savages.
Sure.
I hate
like
this.
You and me, which means
they must be evil. God. So you played this, Dell. Why are you not catching any heat?
He needs to.
Because my name's not on the show.
Yes, it is. It's John and Lance along with Dell.
Do you think the Utah Jazz fans would like Dell?
No, I don't play for their team, so there's no chance.
If they heard him, they would say, what a great guy. And then when they saw
– I heard what? The words he said about him yesterday?
No.
No.
If he wasn't talking about them, they'd be like, oh, my God, I like that guy. He's a nice – oh, my God, no!
They wouldn't like anything he said. Well, yeah, they would because he went in on James and the Rockets.
He went in on James and the Rockets.
I didn't say a word about Jazz fans yesterday. I expressed myself through music.
Don't be afraid of the Jazz fans.
I'm not afraid, but I don't know why you got to get them in my mentions because they're upset with you.
So Jazz fans, somebody here obviously tried to snitch and tell them, hey, Patrick or whatever, some host there, you need to
Jebediah, hear about his name,
it. It's not Amish.
Ezekiel?
It's not Ezekiel.
Ezekiel.
And so it's just like Patrick. It's just regular.
What?
And so there's no Rumspringa or nothing like that.
What?
So anyway, they reach. Somebody said, John Granato and Lance Zierlein were blah, 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 talking trash on the Jazz fans and yada, yada. We'll discuss on the show tomorrow. And then that got some people, oh, yeah, what about it? You know, and they try to get all salty on our mentions. And
oh.
So now they're going to rain down terror on us.
Ooh, are they?
Today
on
and
their,
tomorrow.
On their Utah show?
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Oh, holy cow. That's scary.
Yep.
That is so scary that they don't like us. Who gives a rat's ass about those people? You know what?
Those people?
Yeah.
What do you mean those people?
Those people. Yeah, people who live in Utah. I'm not one of them. I don't live there.
Let's,
so you know what they are? They're those people.
Let's read something from a man named Macho Dog. So it's okay to beat around the bush and blast Mormons, eh? But you wouldn't dare do that to a gay or a Jew or Black Lives Matter, would you? Don't be hypocrite punks. Bigotry is ignorance, just like you two douchebags. Hashtag take note. Hashtag jazz. Hashtag rockets. That's one of the ones I was included on because Lance is... piece of crap trying to get me involved.
He got you in? I love that. I love that. Here's the deal. We make fun of everyone. We don't care. Okay? Yeah. Because there's never been any Asian or commentary or Africa or Italian or gay or whatever. We don't care. You know what? We're indiscriminate. We discriminate against everybody, okay? Everyone, including, and God, dare I say it, Italians. That's right, Italians. We've gone after them before.
Do you have any comment on that, NFL.com's Lance Zierlein?
Now, Lance Zierlein got an important phone call.
Who's he, Ian Rappaport, leaving the middle of a show just to take a phone call? He's got
he
news?
He did. He's Ian Rappaport. Oh, no, he's Shefty. Apparently, maybe it's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir coming after him.
Possibly.
I don't know. Maybe that's who was calling him. You know what? Hey, Utah, we can't stand you. Sorry. You know what? You're in our town. And when the Rockets go there, I guarantee you that those players will have something to say about those fans and how ugly they are. Because you're so hypocritical, Utah. You will go after players. Oh, Macho Man. You don't think that those people... I was on the floor in the mid-90s, on the floor, when those people were crushed and saying whatever they wanted to the Houston Rockets. Ugly, ugly, ugly stuff. They said, and those you ask those Rockets, what the ugliest fans in the NBA. It's not even close. It's the Mormons. That's not even close. What those people are. It is, they are the ugliest fans in the NBA. Now, I don't know what happened with Russell Westbrook, because apparently there are stories now that, their side of the story was they never said anything. Okay. All right. You're full of crap, first of all, because you all say something. And I'm going to say, yep, all of you. I'm going to lump everybody all together in this because you're all ugly fans. But, I do know for a fact that in the mid-90s, I haven't been there since, thank God, they were the ugliest fans in the NBA. It's not even close. And you ask college football fans, and we got a tweet yesterday, the worst, and they played Oklahoma. Of course, Oklahoma was down. U of H just kicked Oklahoma's ass right away, so I guess Oklahoma was pretty quiet about it. But the worst fans and the ugliest fans were the BYU fans. For whatever reason, when y'all are just holier than thou and, you know, not going to drink, but boy, you'll drop some N-bombs on people. Boy, you'll just attack anybody, any other team with the ugliness. Like it's like the 60s. You people don't care that the world has changed around you. I'm serious. That you guys, you come after us today. Go ahead. But look at yourselves first.
Yes.
Look in the mirror.
There's
first.
A mirror, probably. I assume you guys use mirrors.
I don't know if
you use mirrors in when you're in Salt Lake. But before you attack someone else, look at yourselves and realize you have a reputation well earned. And it does. That's, it crosses all sports. If you had a football team, if in that godforsaken city, the visiting teams would have an issue with you too. Utah, you're the worst.
The worst. How come the only people that are ever suspended for having sex at the university are the African Americans?
Well, yeah, I imagine that kid was the only one on that team to have ever had sex outside of marriage.
Basketball and football players.
Now, I imagine they're the only ones.
The only ones that are having sex there. All right? That's it. The only people, apparently. Well, how do you have so many Mormons if nobody's having sex?
Well, they all wait till they're married. They're like 35 after they come back from their mission. And that's why you look at their team and all their players are balding, because they've gone on their mission for 18 years, come back and play, and they have three kids by the time they start playing.
Okay, we got a caller, Jeff. He wants to talk Utah. Maybe he, I don't know. Jeff, are you Mormon? Are you from Utah?
Yeah, I was listening on the app to you guys. I am a Utah Jazz fan. I'm also a BYU fan. And I can tell you that what I just heard was easily the most bigoted and the most wrong-minded and the most incorrect and the most hate-filled thing that I have heard for quite some time. And I can tell you right now, you want to hear ugly? You want to hear hateful? How about this? Suck my bottom. How does that feel? And how does that taste for me to give you something like that? Or go smell your dirty hands and say, don't wash your dirty hands, you terrible people. Whoa. How does that taste? How does it feel if I told you, go swill some soda pop, you jerk?
No.
Huh?
I'm hurt.
I can give it to you if you want it. I can give it to you if you want it.
Well, yeah, you're really bringing it today, Jeff. Yeah.
Eat my bottom.
Whoa, Jeff.
So eat your bottom.
Can you hear that?
Eat,
for me
Jeff.
To say that on your show?
I don't think.
Jeff, did your wife do that? Jeff, did your wife do that?
Whoa.
Rub,
I don't think. Do your wives do that, Jeff?
Yeah, that's exactly what I expected from you. Another wives joke. That's pretty hilarious. That's pretty funny. Why don't you tell your wives to just come over to my house and just clean stuff and
churn your butter?
Put things back to where they found them.
What? Oh, boy, Jeff, you're bringing it today. So Jeff, let me ask you, you obviously don't go to any games because you don't know how to insult people like your people do, okay?
Dumb jerk. I watch on TV, and I know Russell Westbrook. First of all, he is lying. No one said anything bad to him. And secondly, what they did probably say was he was taking too many steps, because one of the things that we do better than anyone else is we understand travel rules. And for years, we've been able to do a better job of officiating than the officials do. And so don't get mad at us for knowing all the rules.
Oh, because that's what you're saying, is that you know the
rules
better?
Yeah, because we're better than you are as people.
Wait a minute, Jeff.
For one.
Is Jeff.
Are those the tenets of whatever Mormonism, just telling everyone you're better than them?
You know what? Suck the bottom.
Why do you... Jeff, what's your obsession?
Don't wash your hands, dirty person.
What's your obsession with eating bottoms?
Yeah, Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff,
here's
an
idea. Why don't you go drink another coffee with a beer chaser, you dumb loose jerk?
You sound out of breath, Jeff.
Jeff.
Dumb jerk.
Jeff,
so
now you're going to have to go. Do you people go to confession, or how many times do you go to church a week, Jeff? You better go, because you keep talking about eating bottom.
Hey, I can't wait for James Harden to make a bunch of airball shots, and I can't wait for him to throw passes in the fifth row to my friend Gary. That's what he always does.
Your friend Gary?
Can't wait for one of our good players, Donovan Mitchell, to score more points. Suck that, jerk. they eat a butthole.
Jeff, there's a lot of butthole and sucking references.
Again,
what's the matter with you?
Yeah, I bet you don't even wipe. Idiots.
Jeff.
Go eat some of your more. I'll go. Oh, here's one. I'll go eat some more of your jalapenos. Ooh, how about that?
What?
How about if I just said stuff about you? Oh, taco food. You're eating taco food. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Look at me.
Oh,
I'm
Jeff.
From Texas. I'm eating barbecue and tacos.
Are you attacking our Hispanic community here, Jeff? Is that what you're doing? Is that Christian, Jeff? Is that
I don't do that. I'm just saying you're being the bigoted one. Oh, why don't you go eat some more tacos and jalapenos and barbecue ribs and
why don't you go out?
I'm from Houston. I've got a cowboy hat on. Oh, look at me. I make a bunch of air ball shots and choke in the playoffs.
Jeff's gone.
Jeff is going to have to go on another mission.
Yeah, that's okay. Far too many references to
eating
for a Mormon, I would think.
What the bleep, Jeff? Jeff, oh my God, that dude is going to have to go on a mission.
How many babies is he going to have to circumcise to make up for that call?
Oh my
hell, you're going to be in the wrath.
Well,
I intentionally stayed out. I don't want their problems.
Yeah,
I don't need
the
those
NFL
problems.
Network ain't going to go I don't be need down those with problems. You going after the Mormons.
I didn't go after anyone in the first place. I said the Utah Jazz fans. Okay. They are hateful, terrible people. If you're known for racial slurs, if you're known for what we've heard from Rockets players and fans over the last two decades, Rockets players and employees over the last two decades, that's embarrassing. The Derek Fisher's daughter who had the cancer in her eye and the guy's holding his eye when Derek Fisher – class acts, guys. You should be proud of yourself.
And that guy played for him. He was actually a Jazz.
He played for them.
Yeah, he played for the Jazz.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I'll go on record as saying I think Jazz fans are terrible people. And I don't care.
Best call ever by Jeff. Jeff and his friend Gary's in the fifth row. Okay, I didn't know that. Oh. Jeff sounds like Oscar De La Hoya on a mobile. A little bit. Jeff, only. Suck my bottom.
he got raw in there.
They're a bunch of savages.
He was raw dogging you.
He said we don't even wipe.
I bet you guys don't even wipe.
That was terrible.
All right. 713-780-3776. Thanks, Jeff, for calling. We appreciate you listening, though. We do. We love you. I want to talk about, and listen, your company, maybe you have a Jeff there who needs some talking to. Well, don't do it yourself. Call HR. Call HR&P. HR&P will come and take care of any issues that you have at your work. Trust me, okay? Our company needs it just for me, okay?
There's no doubt.
There's no question.
Especially after that segment. We go after everyone? We don't discriminate even the Italians? You let that go?
Even the Italians.
He was on a roll, I guess.
I guess so.
So here's the deal. If you're looking for a company that's going to take care of your business, it's HR&P. If you're not completely – so you just went through tax season. Oh, how difficult was it on you, on your people? How stressful? You know how it was for us? Easy. Nothing. They did it all. They did all the work. They do it every single time. We love them. You call our station and ask Laura about HR&P, and she's going to tell you it is an unbelievable company. If you're looking for that payroll company, that HR company, that company that's going to take care of all your taxes, the company that is going to do it flawlessly every single time, you will love it. And they're going to do it at a better price. Listen, we wouldn't be using them unless they were awesome. Okay, I'm telling you right here and right now. We only go with the company that's going to give us the best at the best price. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Jeff from Utah is catching
too
it.
Too much.
He's catching it right now because he got so ugly with eat my bottom. What the hell? How many times did Jeff make a reference to that?
Drink a soda pop and
oh God.
Wash your hands.
Keisha wants to talk about Jeff. She's on the line here on ESPN 97.5. Keisha, how are you?
I'm good. That has to be the most retarded call I've heard since I've been listening to you guys. Old Bible thumping Jeff out of Utah. Oh my God. And he said something about knowing about traveling.
He hasn't traveled outside that little circle he lives in. All of his neighbors are his sisters and his brothers. Biggest polygamous country of the world. Right there in Utah.
This is her. We're not saying that. The host, don't come after us, Utah Jazz fans.
Keisha said that.
Not us.
And what's so ironic is their biggest star, Karl Malone, the mailman. He has to root for the Texans now since the Texans picked up his son. Isn't that ironic?
And he's got a Texans hat on. Malone looks old as hell, too.
Yeah, well, anytime you got that gray beard.
A big-ass gray beard. I was like, who the hell is this?
I have to just call in. Old Bible-thumping Jeff out of Utah. That should be his tag name, Bible-thumping Jeff.
Thank you so much for calling.
Have a great morning.
I appreciate it.
Keisha's the one that dropped the R word.
Yeah.
Keisha's the one that dropped the polygamous
word. Yeah, that was not us.
That was Keisha.
Not us.
And just like, look, here's the Patrick Kinahan. That really sounds like a Utah Jazz fan. Houston sports radio host John Granato, Lance Arline, ripped Jazz fans this morning. One of them said they don't have any interaction with anyone that is unlike them. We'll hit it tomorrow. Patrick, were you listening to the show? Because that was a caller that said that, not us.
Yeah.
One of our callers said that.
Yeah, Patrick.
One of them said, and by one of them, you mean a caller. We didn't say that.
By one of them, we mean a former Mormon.
Who lived in Salt Lake City, yeah.
Yeah.
Who left the church and told us all about it.
And Matt Thomas told me, too. You don't get a lot of interaction outside of it. He said, very friendly, beautiful place. The people are great, but there's not a lot of social interaction unless you're clicked up in the church.
Yeah.
He did say that is, and that actually, I know that to be a fact from talking to a few people who are Mormon, who look, because we were just talking about it one day, and they said, yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's not unlike other people who click with socially with people from their church or whatever. So I said, that's fine. Look, I have felt Jazz fans are despicable for years. When I first heard about it, what happened with the Rockets, I was pretty shocked. Of course, I saw they're screaming and yelling that Dream was traveling every time. That just got on my nerves. But then it went deeper than that. And then talking to people who work for the Rockets and then played for the Rockets, and they tell you more stories.
Yep.
You can't believe. I'm like, come on.
No.
It's, and they said, it's true, and every team will tell you the same thing.
I was there. Back in the day.
Were at Raiders.
At Channel 51.
Right? You've gone to Raiders games, Eagles games, and Jazz. Don't tell me they're not on the same
team. Jazz were just – now, Raiders are dangerous. That you felt there was a
threat.
Team,
yeah. A threat of
violence. But as far as ugly fans go and the stuff that they say, I was on the floor. I used to – back in the day, I had to shoot my own stuff at Channel 51, and I had a seat on the floor sitting there like all the cameramen you see on the floor these days, and – the stuff was in the players just shook their head. They were just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not like Portland where Vernon had to go up in the stance and punch the dude. Let's get Jay in here. He wants to talk about Jeff. Hey Jay.
Hey guys, I don't even have a question. That was the greatest segment I've heard on a radio in 2018. That was magnificent. Y'all could right now stop this show and nobody else has to go on. Not the Blitz, anybody else. You can just stop. You paid the bills today. That was magnificent, though. That was the greatest thing I've ever heard. I want to be a 9-year-old right now thinking wrestling is real, and you tell me that was the real bit that just went on right now. That was great, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jay.
I like the fact that he even admitted finally that Utah Jazz fans know more than officials.
Yeah.
Which we've known that they feel that way for years, especially about traveling calls.
They know how to travel. They know traveling calls.
Looks like. They know.
They know everything.
They have for years.
Hey, he just said, Jay just said, drop the mic. It's over.
And then he said, and how about the caller saying he's going to shoot a bunch of air ball shots? I assume he meant James.
And then throw the pass in the fifth
row
to Gary.
To Gary in the fifth row. That's probably happened before, actually. He may have had some. There may be some history there. And then that they're going to – and you got him so shook that he screamed, they're going to choke, and then hung up.
Yeah. he was upset. Jeff was upset. All right, 713-780-3776. Keisha, you dropped an R-bomb on the show, okay? But I got to tell you, I think most of our listeners enjoyed that. What I enjoy is cool air. Right now – I got to tell you, it ain't getting any cooler. Every single day it's going to get hotter. And your air conditioner is going to be working overtime. It will never stop. You will have your air conditioner on 24/7 for the next 7 months, because otherwise you're just going to choke to death in your house. So here's the deal. The indoor comfort specialists want to come now before the summer gets here and it's like, oh my God, look, we're swamped. You know, they'll get to your house, don't get me wrong. They're on 24/7, but when it's going to be when they're blowing and going, and they've got to get it done. And oh, by the way, everybody's got to have. Now you've got air conditioners sitting in their warehouse that you can get at a price you will not get in the summer.
No, and I'm so spoiled now because they came, and this is a true story. They installed my AC in 2006 when we moved into this house. I've had them come out probably three times in 12 years. This is not a lie. Probably three times in 12 years. Once I had to have a piece replaced. Once it was to fix my dehumidifier. Once there was a bad electrical storm. And then one other time, it was just actually to come. I just wanted them to come check up on something because it had to do with water backing up. And it was really something on my end. It wasn't even them. When you get an AC system that keeps you really cool and it works efficiently and can keep your energy bill down, I mean, you get super spoiled. And they've got brand new systems waiting for you. They're moving out the brand new older models and units. You're going to make out like a bandit. They're going to finance you too. So just go to the website 975ac.com or call today at 713-666-1101.
ESPN 97.5.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.